Hi guys, let's do another quick fantasy check-in across the NBA. Let's check in now with the New Orleans Pelicans, what's been happening in New Orleans with a quick fantasy check-in. Anthony Davis is doing what he needs to do, while Drew Holiday just really solidifying himself as a top 25 player. He's averaging 21-5-8 with 1.5 steals and shooting a super efficient 48% over the last 2 weeks. He's moved back off ball now with Tim Frazier in as the starting point guard and will remain in that position until Elfrid Payton returns, in which case he will still remain off the ball. He's still generating assists, 8 assists per game over here. His last eight, the efficiency is fine. The one worry we have with Holiday is why are his free throws so low? So that's something that is a little bit of a concern. It's not horrendous. It's not Russell Westbrook area, but it is a definite negative, and it's something to bear in mind. The guy we do need to talk about with the Pelicans is Timmy Frazier, who has assumed that starting point guard role now and will hold that role, I imagine, until Elfrid Payton returns. He's not going to be a 35-minute-a-game guy every night. Some nights he'll play 28, some nights he'll play 36. And he's not going to do really anything else apart from be an assists streamer. He's averaged 8 assists per game over the last 4 games with only 7 points, 4 rebounds and half a steal. And he's shooting well, 53%, but that's not something I think we should be 100% relying on. I really like his assist value, but that's really all he's providing. He's not a must-add player if you don't need assists. Like if you're well behind in that category or you're miles ahead and no one's going to beat you, then he's just providing superfluous value. Now, maybe you could add him and look to trade on from him, but that's what he's doing. Eats one more. Dealing with a leg injury, his numbers have dropped. He's barely a top 150 player over the last 2 weeks because he's not shooting at 58% anymore, which is really buoying his numbers up. So that's dropped off from Etuan. So I think he can be a 10-team drop and a 12-team league drop. Julius Randle and Nick Mirotic providing pretty solid numbers. Mirotic is the 24th ranked player over the last 2 weeks and Randle the 57th. And not much else to really talk about on this team. We saw a few flashes from Frank Jackson, but that's dropped off, still shooting poorly. And I still do believe in Cheick Diallo, but he's just not going to get an opportunity on this team, save for one or probably two injuries. But he is always a name for me to pay attention to in dynasty type formats. He's a restricted free agent at the end of this season, so perhaps he could get a larger offer from another team. And if you ever pushed into a 22 to 24 minute a night role, he'd be someone to watch. But for now, not a lot happening with old Cheick Diallo. All right, fantasy check-in time now for the New York Knicks, perhaps the most confusing team in the entire NBA. There's pretty much no way of knowing what David Fizdale is going to do on a weekly or nightly basis. At the moment, Damian Dotson, over the last 2 weeks, is their highest-ranked fantasy player because he's shooting 68% from the field, and this is a guy that 3 games ago was entirely out of the rotation. So really hard to get a full grasp on what he's going to do here. He moved Mario Hezonja into the starting lineup. He plays 18 minutes a night, but one guy, apart from Dotson, who's an interesting type of ad, Alonzo Trier, who was playing 30 minutes a night and now is back down around 20. He's a fringe, maybe a 14-team league player. Emmanuel Mudiay is someone we have to pay attention to. With Trey Burke injured and Frank Ntilikina, apparently they hate him, and more on him in a second. Mudiay has averaged 25 a game over the last 7, averaging 15-3-3. With a steal and actually shooting well. 45 from the field, 87 from the free throw line, and 38% from three. You could do worse than adding him in a 12-team league. He's not a must-roster guy or anything along those lines. But with the opportunities being afforded to Mudiay at the moment, I think you have to pay some attention. Timmy Hardaway's been solid, while Mitchell Robinson, he's averaging 2.3 blocks over the last 7 games and only 16 minutes, but he just is doing nothing else. So he is like, say, Tim Frazier on the Pelicans. He is a specialist for one category, which if you want to grab him, you grab him to give you blocks and don't expect anything else. His field goal percentage is pretty solid as well, but it's on minimal attempts, but he still can be a positive there. So maybe it's a bit more fair to say he's a two-category player rather than just the one-category guy. And then we talk about Kevin Knox, who has struggled apart from the last game. He is probably more of a 14-team league guy. There was a lot of flukiness involved in that game against the Bucks, I believe, with that high usage and high efficiency, not something he's really known for. And the other guy we do have to talk about is Frank Ntilikina, who is out of the rotation, could be back in at any point, given Fizdale's rotations. But in a dynasty league, I'd be trying to buy him as low as possible. I think that there is going to be a trade for him at some point this season to another team. His offense has really struggled. He can provide assists and steals, which can be valuable, but try and buy him at the lowest possible price in any sort of dynasty format. Let's now look at the Oklahoma City Thunder for their fantasy check-in. Russell Westbrook's doing what he does. The free throws are a genuine concern for Westbrook, hitting just 63% of those from the line over the last six games. This is a thing that plagued him all of last season, and it looks to have continued on to this season with Westbrook, who is at 63% now for the season, significantly worse than the 74% he was at last year. I think we just have to assume this is who he is now. Dennis Schroeder, the 97th ranked player over the last 2 weeks, 17-3.5 and 3.5 on 42%. The setback of Andre Robertson and his knee, I think, helps Schroeder maintain that back-end standard league value, but Westbrook's return has obviously impacted him, while MC Hamadou Diallo and Terry Ferguson, when they come back, that will also impact Schroeder. So I think that in a 10-team league, he's on that drop list. In a 12-team league, he's really on the borderline there. Paulie George has been solid but unspectacular, just doing what... It's spectacular enough, but it's just doing what he does, while Steve-O Adams, really one of the worst free-throw guys in the NBA as well, 43% over the last 2 weeks. Jeremy Grant, I think, is a solid add for 12-team leagues. He has very limited upside, but he provides that value. Think along the lines of a Taj Gibson from last season, a guy who's just going to give you solid, consistent 100 to 120 type value with no ability to push into the top 70, but probably unlikely to fall outside the top 160. In saying that, he's the 138th ranked player over the last 2 weeks, averaging 12, 4.5 with 1.3 blocks, half a steal and 52%. He's also hitting a three a game, which is really positive for him to be able to do that at 37% also. And if you need defensive stats, Nerlens Noel becomes a great streamer, a steals and blocks guy who is a top 150 player in the last 2 weeks based purely on those defensive numbers. He's not doing too much more than that. Then Alex Abrines as your three-point streamer who's hit two threes a game over his last four games, and getting that boost with Diallo and Ferguson also sidelined. Not much else to talk about in terms of guys rising. I do like Diallo, though, who was putting up some really strong numbers before his injury. He's an interesting deeper league guy, and I think that they should be looking to prioritize him even over Terrence Ferguson and obviously over Timotei Luwawu-Cabarrot. So he's a guy to watch, but that's more for deeper formats for the Oklahoma City Thunder.